Hey, Jose, this is Daniel Nelson with Local Flash. How you doing?
Good, Daniel. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
So, let me tell you something. I got a call from CSLB today.
CSL what?
CSLB.
Okay.
For license.
Okay.
I get someone complained about my advertisement on Google and Facebook, as they said I'm not stating that I have workman comp in Liberia.
Okay. Let me see.
And I need my license number on displayed on there too. That's what they told me.
Okay. So let me do this. What I could do is send this over. And this is by like the state contacted you or?
Yeah, it's CSLB, State Contractor License Board.
State Contractor License Board. Okay, so we have to make modifications to the listing for them, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is send this over to our tech side and just try to have the email or whatever they sent you ready. That way,
I got a phone call.
Oh, you got a phone call. Okay.
They're going to send a letter.
They're going to send a letter? Okay.
Yeah, they're going to send a letter.
And this wasn't like, because there's a ton of like scams out there, right? So this was the actual board that called you or what?
No, sure? It was the actual board because they said if I didn't have the license, they would fine me, you know?
Okay.
Citation, you know?
Okay, okay. So what they're, so you're getting a letter and basically your license was listed on the website. Is that what they said? Let me take a look here. I don't see any license number on there.
I know. They want me to display my license, and then
they want you to display your license. Okay,
They want me to display my license and state that I have a workman comp and liability on the website, too.
Okay. So let's do this, because I can't make those modifications on my side, but obviously the tech side can. Let me pull up, hold on, pull up their availability real fast. It'd be easier for you if you had an appointment, right? Like a specific time?
Yes.
Okay. So the first available appointment is tomorrow at 7 a.m. They have an 8:30 a.m. appointment, a 10 a.m. or a 1 p.m. What works best for you?
Okay, 8.
Okay, 8:30, is that fine?
Yeah, 8:30 is fine.
8:30 is fine? Okay, so what I'm going to do, give me one second. You're going to get an email confirmation, okay? So give me one second. Client got contacted by board that he needs his license and insurance displayed on website and listings. Please make this change as ASAP. Okay. So let me put your phone number in here too. This number is the best one for them to call, right?
Yes.
Okay. Give me one second.
Let me give you my son phone number. I think it'd be better if they can call him, yeah?
Okay. Yeah, we can do that, no problem. Give me one quick sec. I think I have his number too, but I'm just changing your info over. All right. Is he the, I don't have it in here. All right. What's the best number for, Jose Jr.?
It's 805-862-8500.
805-862-8500? Okay.
867 and 8500.
Okay, so let me repeat it back. I just want to make sure we get the right call. So 805-867-8500. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And just so they can reference the right account, I'm going to put his number in on the cell phone right here. Okay, and then they can just change it back in the when they call, okay? So schedule event. All right, you should be good to go. So you're good 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Hey, and thank you for letting us know, okay? We'll get those changes done ASAP. They just have to do it on their end, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, you're welcome. Bye.
Bye.